I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. I always love it because when I have our next guest on, he is very gracious. And the first thing he'll say to me is, hey, what'd you do over the weekend? And I'll have to give him some lame stuff like, well, I watched some baseball on TV and won $400 at a gaming lounge. And I mean, it's real lame stuff. And I ask him, well, what did you do over the weekend? So I'll ask him. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. I'll ask you the question. So what did you do over the weekend?
Are you referring to what we just talked about?
Yeah.
Well, I don't gamble.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned not to do that.
Don't watch a lot of games on TV.
No, not usually. I like to watch, we're just chatting, I like to watch professional baseball live.
Yes.
In a nice stadium.
What did you do this past week?
Well, I went up to the Grand Canyon and put a chainsaw on my bike, which I know is a little odd. And you're going to ask why.
Why would you want to put a chainsaw on your bike?
Well, every year for the past 27 years, I go up with usually an employee, or this case was my wife and an employee this time, and we went up to the north rim of the Grand Canyon, and all those, most people don't realize this, but when they go hiking in national parks and stuff during the wintertime, a lot of things fall across the trails, like trees and rocks and those types of things. So what we do is we go up and we clear those out, so ahead of the government. And because we, you know, we have an ulterior motive. We have tour customers that go up and use these trails, but generally we're up there earlier than most people. So what we do is we go up and we clean them. So I put a chainsaw on my bike and we cleared about 50 big trees across 60 miles of trail that we did.
How much stuff did you do?
I like 50 trees or so.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe more. I don't know. And we had there was still a lot of snow up there too, believe it or not.
And I saw a picture and there is snow.
There is definitely snow. And there's snakes right next to the snow. It's really bizarre. Big rattlesnakes.
How? Tell me how they survive.
I have no idea.
Doesn't it get real cold up there during the winter?
Oh, yeah, the wintertime. But what they do is they go down the rim a ways and then they come back up and, live on the rim. So it's interesting. The vegetation zones up on the north rim of the Grand Canyon are really fantastic. You've got cactuses growing with aspens and pines. You've got all different types of wildlife you wouldn't believe, just right on the rim. And the reason is the hot air flows from the bottom of the canyon up the canyon and then up to the rim. But at the rim, you've got 8,000-9,000 foot elevation, so you've got the aspens growing right there. So this hot air comes up and meets the cooler temperatures, and so you've got this complex vegetation, just collage of different plants and species and so forth. It's pretty bizarre, but it's really cool.
I saw at least in some of the pictures, your bicycles. Do you ride up to the rim?
We go up to the top of the plateau. So this is called the Kaibab Plateau, which means mountain lying down. It's an Indian word, up on the north rim of the Grand Canyon. So it's a very flat plateau, yet the world's not flat, as we know. There's lots of ups and downs. So just because you're on a plateau doesn't mean you're not going to be going up and down. I mean, we climbed probably 3,000 or 4,000 feet, with this equipment and so forth. But it works out really well because then we don't have to send out trail crews, which costs taxpayers money. Every time you send somebody out, somebody from the National Forest Service with a chainsaw, they're only going to clean about 8 miles of trail in a day, whereas we did 60 miles of trail in a day. So
now, if you try and do that in your neighborhood, you'll have the homeowners association going nuts. Does BLM or the National Forestry Service or some government entity, do they want you up there doing that?
Oh, yeah. They really do.
Do you have to coordinate it with them?
Yeah, I just give them a call. I've been going up there for a long time. It's not just there. We do places up in Utah, all the different areas around the southwestern United States because we're an adventure travel company, so we like to make sure those trails are clean. And these are trails that aren't just used. They're not just by our customers. They're used by everybody in the public. So anybody who goes up there to go hiking, running, jogging with their family, bike riding, whatever. They want to enjoy the great outdoors in these parks. It's frustrating when you have to go over trees and it takes away from the experience. So we get up there early and do it and just clean it up. It's fun. It's actually fun. I mean, it's a lot of work. We're sweating and we're wasted. I basically fell asleep on the trail at the end of the day.
And you're at, correct me if I'm wrong, you're at what, 9,000 feet?
Yeah, between 7 and 9,200.
And I know
feet.
When I've been in the Rockies, and I've been to like Telluride and places like that, and you get up to 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think twice about even talking, much less, bringing out a chainsaw and starting to move trees.
Yeah, well, we're conditioned for it, so we're,
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun, though. We really enjoy doing it. It's like cutting your lawn, You look at it, and it just looks terrible. Take 20 minutes, cut your grass, and you stand back and with your lemonade, and you go, I did a pretty good job there. I'm pretty happy about that.
No, that's great. And so how long did it take you total?
We were there. We went up one afternoon and slept on the ground and just woke up with the sunrise. It was beautiful. And then we just jumped on our bikes and put our chainsaw on the rack and took off. So all day, till the sun went down. So it was a full day thing. Like I say, we covered 60 miles. The reason we were able to be more efficient at it is because I figured out how to do it on a bike instead of walking. And the Forest Service walks. So that's why you pay a lot more as a taxpayer to send somebody out walking with a chainsaw when you can have somebody doing it for free on a bike who can clear 5 times, 6 times more terrain in that same amount of time. So that's what we do.
More efficient than the federal government?
Yeah, would you?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm totally serious. Can you believe that?
And by the way, you don't get paid for this.
No, we don't get paid for it. I mean, but our clients are going to be happier because they have clean trails. But that's the payoff for us. But we enjoy doing public service. It's it's fulfilling. So.
I think it's absolutely incredible what you do. And this is just one weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, we do other things.
I watch baseball.
I like watching baseball too.
Okay.
Like I said.
I want to ask you because whenever we have you on, the one thing that I know we can talk about, regardless of politics or whatever, and that is business. There are a lot of people who are small business people that listen to this show, and you are a great example of somebody that has weathered a lot of storms, recessions, and different things like that, and you are a successful small businessman. You've got Las Vegas Cyclery. You've got Escape Adventures. And they're both doing great. You've weathered a lot of storms over the years. And one of the things that I think gets lost when you're running a business, and I know running my own business, it's the issue of quality. And, you know, people are always saying, well, you could skimp and you could, you could do without this, you could do without that. But if they're a part of your quality, it's going to sting you at some point. Can you talk a little bit about quality and why it's so important, whether it's a small business, a medium-sized business, a large business, why that is so vitally important?
Sure. I think this kind of stemmed off, you know, we were chit-chatting about, you know, recessions that come and go. And, you know, I mean, ultimately, we're going to definitely be looking at another recession in the future. But we don't have to be scared of it. We just have to know how to deal with it. And so the subject of quality comes up because quality, I have always had this term I've used, the key to quality is consistency. And if you're consistent in what you do, you will maintain that quality. Take, for example, somebody who runs a pizza restaurant. You know, if they want to start cutting costs by changing the type of tomato they use in their sauce, you know, there may have been something unique about that tomato that people just, there was something about that sauce and that tomato was what it was. But if that tomato, you know, doubles in price, then that pizza owner, when it comes time and during the recession times, they're having hard times, they may, you know, may in the back of their mind say, hey, you know, we're going to get Aroma tomato for less money now. Why don't we just do that? You know, and add some sugar and some salt and, you know, we'll try and mask that flavor. Well, the thing is, your customers notice things like those. And so that's something I've always tried to maintain in any venture I've taken in is maintaining consistent quality. You know, that I learned that at UNLV, of all places.
The hospitality?
Hospitality, absolutely. Great, great school. I learned the key to quality is consistency. I don't remember even what instructor told me that, but it's in my mind.
Yeah.
And I've maintained that. So, but if you can maintain, if you just don't give up those core values, those core things that make you unique, you'll weather those storms. You can find other ways to cut costs, but you've always got to maintain that quality because your customers, that's how they know you. And you don't want to let your customers down ever. You know, they'll find another place to go.
Now, there are things you can do behind the scenes, getting your staff to be more productive. There are a lot of those kind of things, but they're not the things that reflect. For instance, if you make pizzas and you usually put 12 pepperonis on a medium pizza, well, we could get by just putting 10. The customer will eventually...
Yeah, they'll notice.
They will notice, and they may or they may not bring it up to you. But there are things you could do behind the scenes to make your people more productive.
Absolutely.
That could lower your labor costs, for instance. I mean, there are all kinds of things you could do. And is that the approach you take?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always going to maintain the quality. You know, if I tell my customer one thing, I'm going to stick to that. I'm going to stay true to what I tell them. That's my core belief, you know, in anything. It doesn't matter, even in business or outside of business, in religion or whatever. I maintain, you know, I think that, you know, they're being a customer who is coming to us and they're being faithful to us. We need to be faithful to them. So there are other ways. There are other ways to cut costs. Absolutely. There's plenty of other ways you can cut costs. You know, one of the things that one of our locations is rather than our employees taking the little coffee things you plug in the machine and it pokes a hole in it. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know what those things are called. But I just bought a coffee maker instead and put it there. Hey, let's just make our own coffee and keep those for the customers and they'll cut some of our costs down. Or, hey, let's put a water purifier that is bulk. And we'll leave the bottled water for our customers instead, but we're all still going to get the same water. It's just that we're going to save money there. But there's a ton of things you can do.
More coming up. Jared Fisher, small business person, and he is a successful small business person. We'll talk more about what it takes to keep quality in recessionary times. We don't know when the next recession is going to hit. We know it will eventually. And maybe Jared can help you and your small business ride out the storm, so to speak. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
My friend, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day, and nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mmm, mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla. Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Ooh, yeah. It's maravilloso.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm running for the Las Vegas City Council in the special election, Ward 2. I've spoken to several hundred constituents in the ward, and overwhelmingly, the number one issue facing Ward 2 is crime. Just as I was able to get things done while serving as your assemblywoman in the Nevada legislature, I will do the same on the City Council. While Las Vegas has increased funding for more police on the streets, I will make sure they target hotspots in Ward 2. In 2015, I helped pass several instrumental bills in the legislature, including a ridiculous law that stopped the cosmetology board from shutting down a business. I fought for legislation for homeowners against squatters and another bill that increased safeguards against guardianship abuse. I'm a problem solver. My door will always be open so I can be your voice. I will never stop fighting for Las Vegas. I can't do this unless you vote. Early voting runs from May 25th through June 7th. Election day is June 11th. I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the GOP.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. By the way, news coming up at the top of the hour. A helicopter has crashed into a New York City high-rise. I don't know much more than that. But the New York Post reporting, USA Today reporting, that there has been a crash of a helicopter into a New York high-rise. Also, more at the top of the hour relative to David Ortiz. Did you hear about that? David Ortiz, the baseball player, former Boston Red Sox star, and he was shot in the back and was undergoing surgery last night. He apparently is out of danger. That's a good thing. And he is one of the most beloved baseball players out there. And we've always, you always hear that the DR is a little dangerous. I've been there. In fact, I've been there in the last couple of years. And it's dangerous to drive there. There is a lot of crime. And, we'll wait and see. You are a baseball fan, though, right? Are you a baseball fan, or do you just like going to games?
I love going to games. Like, I could...
You like the experience.
Your baseball team could be my baseball team. I don't care. I like going there and smelling hot dogs and kicking popcorn off the ground. I think it's cool.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And I don't drink beer or coffee or anything, but I love going there and smelling it.
Yeah, you smell it all, and you smell the popcorn.
I love
and
it.
The hot dogs. What is really great is the ability to go to a Major League Baseball stadium and tailgate, where they allow tailgating, like Milwaukee. Milwaukee is the best tailgating stadium in America, and it's just incredible. I mean, it's just you soak up the smells.
Yeah.
So, it is always good to see you. I know we didn't cover everything we were going to talk about, but we got kind of sidetracked by the.
Yeah. You know, we just get sidetracked.
A weekend foray to. No, can I tell you though? But that is to go to the North Rim, and spend the day clearing brush and trees, and you don't even get a commendation from the National Forestry Service. I mean, you're saving them money.
Yeah, we're saving them money, but
and you're more efficient.
Definitely
I'm sorry.
Efficient.
Federal government more efficient than the federal government? Is that an oxymoron or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, the other thing we got to talk about next time is the anti-business 80th Nevada legislature and what kind of things they're trying to do to small businesses. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, we need to get people elected who own businesses. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, people have signed both sides of a check.
Absolutely.
I love it. It's always good. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
They can email me, jared@escapeadventures.com, or 800-596-2953.
I love it.
That's it.
Always good. We'll do it again, my friend.
Sounds good.
Jared Fisher joining us. Coming up, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You get a chance to talk about what interests you. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Boy, I tell you, it's weird, and only because it's New York City, you always think of 9/11. This is exactly what I thought after the first plane hit the World Trade Center. I thought, oh, somebody had a heart attack, a doctor crashed a Cessna into the World Trade Center, and you found out that that's not what it was. A helicopter crashed into a building on 7th Avenue in New York City, halting traffic on nearby streets. Photos on social media showed a major fire and police response to the area near Times Square in Midtown Manhattan. This is what the cops are saying on Twitter. Please avoid the area of West 51st and 7th Avenue due to an ongoing police investigation. Expect an emergency emergency vehicles and traffic in the area. Governor Andrew Cuomo said preliminary information indicated the helicopter made an emergency landing on the building. He said he did not know why. That's spooky. That's weird. No, it is. That is very, very strange. But isn't it weird that every time there is a an incident like this in New York City, you always think of 9/11? And maybe that'll be forever. Maybe that'll be forever. Tell you what, let's go to Rancho Mirage in the Coachella Valley. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, that's how they psyop the news with a helicopter thing like this. What I'm thinking of is they can get around the land border blockade with a flotilla. George Soros has been financing them coming well-dressed by bus and train. As if they're going to give up, they can get on boats in a flotilla off of Guatemala and come down the Caribbean coast past Cancun and invade Texas and Arizona by doing this. So they're not going to give up. We're going to have to take the president of Mexico, put him on trial for treason, and use our troops to drive these illegal border busters all the way to Mexico City.
So, Bob. So you're saying this new deal with Mexico won't work?
It won't work if they decide not to cross the land border, 6,000 troops blocking off Guatemala. But all they got to do is get on boats and have a flotilla coming down the Cancun Caribbean side all the way into Mexico and Texas and New Mexico.
Does Mexico have a navy?
They have a navy, but they haven't deployed their navy to prevent a flotilla to get around their land blockade with their 6,000 troops. This is a charade, and we got to shut the border down and make it tough on them and stop this. I'm calling up the Border Patrol in El Paso. They told me 2,500 a day last week. And if they're still coming in, then this is a hoax. And we'll find out the numbers. And they're not going to be allowed to infect my country with a pandemic of measles to do us in from the inside out. And I'm glad for the First Amendment rights enforced by the police in Detroit on the LGBT movement, because they took off the rock and roll 106.5 60s rock and roll here in the desert and turned it into K-gay radio. And it's enough of them trying to take over the country. They took over Palm Springs by stealing votes electronically.
Well, let's just put this. Let's deal with one crisis at a time. We've got 144,000 people coming across our southern border. We got thousands of unaccompanied minors who are coming across our borders. Unprecedented numbers. Bottom line, let's fix one problem at a time. If they try and come across the border via flotilla, well, we've got a navy that can protect our borders. We've got a navy that can end up doing the job. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I've just freed up a line. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to be a part of the show? You can. We make it easy for you. By the way, just a quick thought. What the president did was nothing short of incredible. If indeed the ambassador, the Mexican ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcena Coqui, if she is right and that they can have a reduction in the amount of people coming across our southern border, a major reduction in a month to a month and a half, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. The New York Times can go jump in a lake. Because I'm going to tell you something. This is a major improvement. Now, the devil is in the details. You know, how many people, you know, if indeed we were looking at, what was it, 144,000 in May, slightly less than that in April. If we can stem the tide, if we can make the 144,000 become 100,000 or 90,000, that is a major, major accomplishment. Now, if Mexico can't do that, if they're going to go into this thing half-assed, well, then maybe it's time to put the tariffs back on. That's why he's holding that tariff thing over their head. I'll just put it this way. It's not like they're like the president is doing this for effect. He is holding this over their head so they will do what they say they're going to do. That makes sense. That's what's so sad about this. Alex, you are next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
I'm all for Donald Trump and what he's doing, but the reason I'm calling is because I heard this morning on a local political radio station in Spanish how our local elections are being affected by the Mexican government. For those of you who do not want to vote in the local elections, you're crazy after what I tell you. The city council race for Ward 3 is being run, one of the candidates is Olivia Diaz. She just had the Mexican government, specifically the government representatives from the state of Durango in Mexico and representatives from the government in Mexico City endorse her and come here to Vegas and push for people to vote for her. I couldn't believe when I heard that. I could not believe it one bit. So those of you Republicans that live in the Ward 3 had better come out and vote. Because if that Olivia Diaz wins, then we've got the Mexican government being represented here in Vegas. And you know where that's going to head.
Well, the big question is what can she do? She's one vote on the city council. What is it she can do? Just a thought. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Here's how you do it. This is amazing. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter at Kevin Wall Radio Where and what we do in this half hour is we talk about what it is that matters to you. For the first portion of the program, we tell you what we're going to talk about. In this final half hour, you tell us what you want to talk about. We make it simple for you. I'm going to take a break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Also, more on this new polling that's out. There is new polling that's out in Iowa by the Des Moines Register. And it shows that Joe Biden's lead is decreasing some more. Yeah. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, we are your radio program of record. We are live and local now. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Tomorrow on the show, tomorrow, believe it or not, Municipal Election Day here in Las Vegas. Yeah, and Victoria Seaman will join us. She's running in Ward 2. And, boy, she's been running hard. She's been running hard for months. She is not new to this race. She has been running for 3 or 4 months. Incredible stuff. She'll join us coming up tomorrow. She's running in Ward 2. But make sure, if you are registered, that you get out and vote. Get out and vote in Las Vegas Ward 2. Yeah. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get back to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. For those of you that don't know, this is where you call in. You tell us what it is that matters to you. We give you a pretty wide latitude, usually, on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You never quite know what people are going to want to talk about. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Did you catch Communist Broadcasting Systems, a.k.a. CBS's Sunday Morning, falling all over to stroke one Jim Acosta?
Oh, yeah, and his book.
Yesterday,
and his new book.
Oh, my gosh. I had to go hug the toilet. It is amazing how the fake stream Alphabet LSD goop networks cover each other's back, just like the Demon Rat Party.
Oh, no. And can I tell you? I'm guessing the book is going to be self-serving, but I would recommend to everybody, if you're interested in what this guy has to say, don't go out and buy the book. Go to the library.
Real quickly, if you caught the California legislature is getting ready to pass a bill where illegals, mind you, illegals can get on California state Medicaid. Kevin, we're getting spit in the face and poked. I'm telling you, if I was third generation California and owned farmland, ranch land, or had an estate of any kind, this would be such a call to arms. You take care, buddy.
Thanks, man. Yeah, for those of you that don't know, it's in Gavin Newsom's budget that I believe is just being passed or just was passed. Yeah. And it's illegals are now going to be entitled to health care, free health care. Is that incredible? What in God's name has happened to our country? What has happened? It's just it boggles the mind, honestly. It boggles the mind. It makes no sense at all. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Also, you want to follow me on Twitter. I love it when you follow me on Twitter. At Kevin Wall Radio. No, I do. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, Robert?
Yes, there's something very important nobody's aware of. Whenever you vote on a voting machine, at the end of the night, what they do is they power down, they delete the data, and they set it back to the default position. So if you wanted to turn it on tomorrow and see what the real score was, it's gone. So one thing we can do as Republicans right now is demand no reset, no default. Just power down, and you can go back to the original score because they're hosing us. They passed the vote count from that machine up about 7 times by the time they tell us what the score is. So let's just go no reset, no default. And if we can tell Ms. Victoria that.
Unfortunately, you are cutting out. Sorry about that. And again, all of these things relative to voter fraud and voter integrity. Robert, for you and for others out there, I understand this. But I'm just going to tell you, this is vitally important. But you know what? You know what's most important? Fielding good candidates, funding them, setting the right message. Why is it that Republicans are better for our society than Democrats? That's what we're faced with. Now you can say, well, there's a wave out there that is influencing elections, and it's not the Russians. I get that. But I'm just telling you, we need better candidates. We need the candidates better financed. And we need them with a message. We just experienced 120 days. 120 days. With the Democrats in control in Carson City. Look what we got. A raise in the minimum wage, prevailing wage for school projects, anti-business measures up and down. I'm just telling you. I promised you I would let you hear from Judge Jeanine. Let's go to cut 8 real quick. This is Judge Jeanine Pirro applauding the president for curbing the foreign invasion along our southern border. This is cut number 8. Judge Jeanine from Fox News Channel.
The left doesn't have a plan other than to fill the Democrat voting rolls, and the Republicans going along with them should just change to Democrat to fill those rolls. In fact, now that I think of it, Congress ought to be fired for forcing this president to negotiate with a foreign power to solve a national immigration crisis that our own government won't solve. Either because it's a manufactured crisis. Are you stupid and blind? Or do you hate the president so much that you'd rather we Americans suffer the burden of the children of illegals into our already too small classrooms, not having the budget to hire the teachers to deal with the variety of languages that they speak, with American kids suffering a slowdown in their own education, not to mention MS-13 gang members in school who kill students at a high school on Long Island? Who pays for this? And given that last month 11,000 unaccompanied kids came in, who, of course, are entitled to an education, I get it. But get ready. If you think your property taxes are high now, strap in. So the president sits in the White House in December, waiting to strike a deal while Congress goes on vacation, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, planning junkets to Brussels, Afghanistan. And now, as he negotiates with Mexico, they do nothing. While illegal immigrants continue to set records day by day, crossing the border, knowing they'll be released to disappear, Congress would rather sit on their hands and give themselves a pay raise. I have an idea. Fire the whole lot of them and bring in every family that's been affected by illegal immigration, including the legal immigrants who had to wait their turn, and every family who might have had a job but for someone else doing it cheaper, and every family whose school taxes have gone up, and every family affected by crime committed by an illegal. It all comes down to one thing. The strength of the president to again defy the odds, the naysayers, and the doubters, to do what no president has done. Fix this mess. This is Donald Trump's moment in history. And I, for one, believe in the man and the moment. So should you.
I love that. I absolutely love it. And by the way, did you see the latest polling? This is a CNN, this is, who is this? Des Moines Register, Mediacom, CNN, Iowa poll. Presidential wannabes on the Democrat side. Joe Biden leads the pack, 24%. Let's see, Bernie Sanders, first choice for 16%. So it goes from 24% for Biden to 16%. Yeah, for Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg are at 15 and 14, respectively. Wow. No other candidate cracks double digits. Kamala Harris, 7%. Amy Klobuchar and Beto at 2%. Everybody else, 1% or less. Good luck. We'll do it again tomorrow, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.